Welcome back to the Lars Larson Show. I mentioned the fact that the state of Oregon is right in the middle of trying to pass a couple of bills, and with super majorities in both houses, the state of Oregon will probably pass those laws that will make it impossible to be able to buy a gun. And you say, but what about the Second Amendment? And I say, not only the Second Amendment, but what about Section 27 of the Oregon State Constitution, which is an even more well-written protection of gun rights than the Second Amendment in the federal Constitution. And then we've got Washington State, where the same kind of thing is happening in House Bill 1163. And Washington State Senator Keith Wagner joins me now from the 39th District. Senator, welcome back.
Oh, thanks, Lars. It's always a pleasure.
Given the majorities in Olympia in this case, is there much chance of stopping this bill?
I don't see a way to stop it, Lars, and it's very disappointing. Every year they bring back another bill to chip away at our Second Amendment. You mentioned the Oregon Constitution. With Washington State, it's Article 1, Section 24, also stronger than our national constitutional right to own firearms. But with a vote of 58-38 in the House along party lines, if it comes over here, which it's headed this way, it's 30-19 in the Senate. And I'm at a point, the other day we had another bad bill that extended areas where open carry is not allowed in Washington State.
Yep.
Washington State's an open carry state, but they keep paring that down. I didn't even stand up and talk against it because I'm absolutely numbed to it. Every single year, they bring one more, quote, common sense firearms restriction on us that are not common sense in any way. But it's mind numbing because they just have the power to do it. And it's a right they don't want. So they're willing to give it up for everybody.
Senator, two details on that. Number one, you called it an open carry bill, but doesn't this also restrict even the ability of those of us with carry permits to be able to carry in, for instance, parks where children are frequently present? Is that still going to be made off limits by this law as well?
So, no. Fortunately, we were able to amend that portion out of the law. So a concealed pistol license in Washington State, you'll still be able to do that. But that's kind of, taking 200% and giving back a bit. And so it's not a good bargain for us. It's just that it could have been worse.
It could have been worse. And the second detail is this. The state of Oregon is about to pass or try to pass a law that is very similar to the permit to purchase that Washington State is doing, except the way they've written it in Oregon, it's effectively a ban. And I think it fails on federal constitutional basis because they say, well, you have to get a permit. Well, how do I get a permit? Well, you have to take a class. Well, where do I get the class? And they say, well, the class has to be approved by local law enforcement. And we've given them no money, nor have we told local law enforcement that they have to offer the class. You say, so I have to take a class to get the permit, but nobody is required to actually offer the class who's authorized to give it. So that's effectively a ban. It means that if the local sheriff, especially if the sheriff is a woke sheriff, like too many of them are becoming, or a woke police chief, and he or she just says, we're not going to offer that class, nor are we going to approve anybody else to teach it, then at that point, you have a de facto ban on purchase, which, again, I think even a first-year law student could probably go to court and beat that one on the Second Amendment because the state isn't allowed to just ban outright the purchase of firearms, except that I've also seen the left kind of go with this crazy argument that says, we're not banning you from having a gun. We're just banning you from buying a gun. And you say, well, how do you have the gun if you don't buy the gun? And their answer is, well, the Second Amendment protects your right to keep and bear arms, but you have to get one. And all we've done is prohibited you from getting one. I mean, the liberals really are that crazy.
And Washington's bill is very similar. The training doesn't exist. There is language that says the Washington State Patrol is going to certify the non-existent training. But guess how much that costs our state at a time when we have a huge budget deficit?
How much?
It's a $20 million a biennium. And about 30 new full-time employees for Washington State Patrol. That is just crazy. And then they use what we call Olympia accounting math. They're going to pay for that out of fees. In other words, the same people that are being punished, get to pay for their punishment.
Well, and not only that, but Senator, you and I both know that the people who are the most frequent victims of all kinds of crime, violent crime, assaults, robberies, burglaries, you know, things where somebody steals something from you and does it by hurting you or threatening to hurt you, that's the group that is going to be hurt the worst, because, you know, the rich folks in Bellevue won't have any problem affording the money to go get a permit to buy and then a permit to carry and this and that and the other thing. But the folks in the poor neighborhoods are going to have a tough time affording that. So all your Democrat colleagues who I know already talk all day long about how they have to help out the less fortunate people in the state are deliberately aiming a law that hurts the most, the least fortunate.
Yep, it's extremely regressive, not a tax, but a regressive fee. And it all adds up if you're at the lower economic end of our scale here. So, yeah, it hurts poor people the most. And a lot of those folks live in areas where crime is the worst.
Has Ferguson, Governor Ferguson, already indicated he'll sign this piece of garbage?
I have not had any conversations with the governor on this. I know that he has been pretty firearm unfriendly in the past, but I will say I'll wait and see what he does.
And they know, I mean, beyond the $20 million to do the certification, how much is the state of Washington going to end up flushing down the toilet when they have to fight this one in court? I understand the costs are kind of hidden because it'll be, you know, either the attorney general or somebody working under contract to Olympia, but there's still a cost there because this is for sure going to get challenged in the courts, isn't it?
It absolutely will. And, you know, one of the big pieces that takes a chunk out of our budget and money out of our taxpayers' pockets every year are kind of the foibles that we have done with prosecuting cases, cases against police officers, cases to defend laws that, like this one, that are unconstitutional, tort cases. The state's been on the hook for millions and millions, tens of millions, just in mishandled legal action.
Do you have any kind of legislative maneuver that you could use to stop this thing, Senator, or are you out of options at this point?
You know, it's just simple math at this point. I don't think that we'll get up on the floor and we'll speak against it and nobody will be listening on the other side and we'll vote and we will lose. And the people of Washington State will lose when that happens.
I guess the thing that frustrates me about my former business when I was a TV and radio reporter, I wish some of the reporters, especially in Seattle, because they got the biggest megaphones, would go down there and start asking these Democrats, how does this improve public safety? And when they can't answer it, and in fact, I just saw a new study that a friend sent me today, called PTP, Permit to Purchase laws. And they've had them in a number of states for some period of time. And apparently, statistically, they don't show any sign that after you've had them for a while, that they do one thing about violent crime. They don't change the picture at all. In fact, I would argue they make violent crime more likely because of the bad guys know that law-abiding citizens are less likely to own guns. Then that makes that emboldens them and puts poor people and everybody at greater risk. Anything else you want to say, Senator?
Well, I just want to say that the bill sponsor says publicly, and it gets published in the papers, we know this policy works, but there's absolutely no evidence or proof to back that up. It's not like there's a footnote to a study. They just say it works when we know that it doesn't.
And nobody, all the people who want to fact check Donald Trump all day long, those same people will say, we don't need to fact check Democrats in Olympia because they always tell the truth. Senator, thank you very much. That's Senator Keith Wagner. Back in a moment, we'll get to your phone calls and your emails. You're listening to the Lars Larson Show and the Radio Northwest Network.